Harold was a very active man who enjoyed skiing, hiking, and remodeling projects around his house. When he came to see me, he had been living with back pain for several years. Despite the pain, he lived his life fully. But the pain was getting worse. He saw several doctors, many of whom recommended surgery. He did a great deal of research, exploring many other options before he decided on surgery. Almost immediately after the surgery, he saw that his pain was greatly diminished, but he had lost mobility in one leg. His surgeon said it was caused by swelling around the spine, and as the swelling diminished, Harold would probably regain function of that leg. So Harold was advised to get a brace for his leg, to walk with a cane, and to cut back on some activity. But he did none of those things, because he still had hope that his life would be just the way it had been before. Trying to resume his usual physical activities, Harold fell several times. He got frustrated. Every time he went to the doctor, he was told, "There is still a chance." But meanwhile, Harold was getting more depressed. Finally, the doctor said to him, "If you haven't recovered your function by now, you probably won't." All hope removed, Harold felt the despair that had always been inside him. And that was his, "How am I going to live with this moment?" But Harold told me he actually felt relieved when his doctor removed hope. In the absence of hope, he was able to mourn his loss and face his future. His great insight? He realized he didn't have to wonder how he could endure his physical restriction. He already knew how. He had been living with it for 18 months. And now that he had stopped fighting, he could get the supports he needed to make his life easier. He told me that he learned that having hope could be good news or bad news.